Well, this year's about time to rewrite the shows and movies that have way too many jokes and not quite enough boobies, and we'll gladly try and tell you just what we'd improve. So come on down to rewrites and hell, what do you got to lose?
Hey everybody, welcome to Rewrites. This is Nathan, coming to you today with a request. A very important listener named Hey Shrub Sock. Hey Shrub Sock wanted me to review a movie for them. And that movie was called Next Goal Wins. This is a Taika Waititi film starring Michael Fassbender. And it is about a American Samoa soccer team that is trying to qualify for the World Cup. It's based on a true story. This movie was apparently so polarizing to Hey Shrub that they reached out and wanted my thoughts on it. And I thought, why not try to do that in, what I'm going to call a review episode. And a concept that I created. It's pretty revolutionary. I think that this is going to catch on. Where I, instead of recapping a movie or exploring a concept about films, I'm going to do kind of like a book report, but in audio form. I'm thinking maybe I can like put this on YouTube or something like that, because I don't think anybody else is doing this. But I've created some sections that I want to do. If you can't tell, I'm full of shit. But I've created some sections that I want to go over, and a rubric that I made to actually have a score for this movie. So that way, if you guys want to actually see it, you know, instead of what we used to do when we were doing recap episodes is we did the crystal ball, but that required Jacob's actual knowledge and skill of editing and production. So I don't have those, but I can just go ahead and tell you what my score of the movie was. And then if you want to listen on, great. If you don't, that's cool. And if Hey Shrub, I almost said Hey Shrub Cock. That's not what I want to say. If you are Hey Shrub Sock, then you better listen to all of this because this is just for you. And let me know if you like this idea, other listeners, not just Hey Shrub. Let me know if you like this format and maybe we'll do some more movies this way. So I did my final grading of Next Goal Wins. This movie is a 5.5 out of 10. Not the best, not medium, just 0.5 better than that. This is the first time I've done this, so I don't really know exactly what that means. But that's the score that I have for you. So I think this movie is good enough to watch. It is on Hulu right now. That's how I watched it. So it's streaming sort of for free. And so I'd give it a watch. But it's kind of a feel-good sports movie. And so if you're in the mood for one of those, check it out. Now for spoilers, I'm going to get into the actual review in earnest. Here we go. And not that earnest. So I split this review into parts. And we're going to call part one the rating portion that I already did. So moving on to part two would be my notes. Now, whenever I do recap episodes, I always try to take notes on those films because it's kind of a gateway into my consciousness. And it also just reminds me of certain things that I'm explaining the concept of notes to you guys again. That part wasn't a joke. I actually was pretentious enough to think you didn't understand what notes were. So I apologize for that, much like the ruse about being the inventor of reviews earlier. The ruse of reviews. But the truth is that I write those notes mostly as a way, almost like a diary of the movie. It's thoughts, jokes, things in the moment. It's never about like the plot or you know, trying to keep track of who this character is or whoever. It's always that. So I feel like it's a good window into my soul, so to speak. And keeping with the theme of this podcast, my first note is Lady Boobs on the Face, in all caps, because I thought that was kind of a funny line that the coach Tavita says in the beginning of the movie, where if they don't score a goal in the match that they start off with in the kind of like downtrodden beginning segment of the movie, that they're going to draw Lady Boobs on the Face. That's my like trying to, they almost sound New Zealandish to me. That's kind of where I'm taking it from. Rhys Darby is in this movie from Flight of the Conchords, and so I almost immediately go New Zealand when I see him because I'm pretty sure he is from there. But that seemed to be the accent that was kind of prevalent with some of the characters, but specifically Tavita and obviously Taika himself, because he is in the movie in a cameo. First note was that. Then my next note was, okay, the actual drawings of the boobs aren't as funny. Then I said, okay, I was wrong again. When the wife asked, whose boobs are those? That was great. One of my bigger laughs in the movie was that sequence and her asking, whose boobs are those? Of the really shitty drawings on his face. So that was kind of a good moment. My next note was, what is this rated? Is this a kid's movie? In the beginning, it really does have some swings and misses as far as jokes go. And some of them are very childish. Also, the amount of swearing or lack thereof at the time, it was really kind of hard to tell. The humor and just the fact that it wasn't graphic, it wasn't, you know, overly sexual, anything like that that would lend to it needing like an R rating or even like a PG-13. I genuinely did have that question, and Hulu is a little bit different than other formats, so I really couldn't look up and see. I have to assume it's PG-13, but this kind of shows you a little bit about what I thought of the first act. My next note, the jokes either don't land or are too childish to appreciate. Some of it's very zany in certain ways. Some of it is, it's not quite as contrived or lame as someone getting hit in the nuts and being like, ooh, like that type of stuff. But it's not terribly far off in that stage of the film. It's not as smartly written in those portions as what I've come to expect from some of Taika's other things. And I think maybe what I was counting as bad or as good writing in some of his other films, like What We Do in the Shadows, I think, was it Hunt for the Wilder People, something like that. And then with Thor Ragnarok, I kind of gave it that credit as being comedic. But after seeing this film of his, I'm almost wondering if he's just a decent comedy director and that he's able to get good comedic performances and good moments out of people that are already actually funny. My next note is, somewhere in Act 2, this became a sports movie rather than just a fish-out-of-water story. This is when the movie actually started to coalesce a little bit for me. So much of the first act is about Michael Fassbender not being from the island, and what is it like being around these wacky islanders that are so cut off from, you know, normal society or the normal way of doing things in other places that... Isn't this so weird? I'm also explaining a fish out of water concept to you guys. What is going on with me? Doing these solo things, it's hard. I don't have somebody across the table from me to check me when I'm just being an idiot. Anyway, you guys get that concept. First act is that very much that way. It starts in the second one to become a, you know, well, we get into like montage, we get into things like that, to become like a true, you know, sports kind of movie. My next note is Will Arnett. The guy never plays a different character and yet gets away with it. He is a bit player in this movie, and plays the same exact role that he does in Hot Rod and Arrested Development and Blades of Glory and Parks and Recreation. I mean, I could go on and on, and he always seems to just be him, but I'm never disappointed. He's always funny. He always adds something to the movie. He adds something to this, and I love the guy. And, you know, please don't ever stop doing what you're doing, because what you're doing is working. So, never going to be a leading man, Will Arnett, but, you know, decent enough. Who is a leading man, however, is Michael Fassbender, and I highlighted as such with my next note. Fassbender is so good. The scene at the end when he tells a story about his daughter actually got a tear out of me, which was impressive because this movie is not fantastic, and it's also, you know, very goofy throughout almost all of it. So to get a genuine, like, emotional reaction is really a testament to how good he is. And my final note was the prayer scene at the end where he says he's leaving is so great. That was my favorite, probably, joke of the movie in a way. And it's not necessarily because it got the biggest laugh. It was just from a, you know, writing and setup standpoint, it was just so funny to see those two characters kind of going back and forth. And it really made me wonder, you know, why that didn't happen more. So those were my notes, which will lead directly into what I am calling part three, which is of this review, which is my thoughts. So, like I was saying, the writing from Taika, he wrote this with somebody else. I don't know the name of the other writer. A lot of this movie felt very much like it was written by two people. It feels like there are as many weak and, you know, childish, kind of obvious humor jokes in this movie as there are funny ones. There actually might be a couple more obvious ones than there are funny. I found myself laughing a couple times, you know, smiling in a few others, but for the most part, it was kind of like, okay. It was more cute than funny. The movie got much better in the second half. Once it started to go into that sports montage, him and the Jaya character, you know, going to recruit the other players, I thought, you know, it started to kind of pick up, started to feel like more of a cohesive film, more of a movie that I was kind of accustomed to seeing. And by the end, I really like how they did the sequence of the actual, you know, kind of like the climactic soccer game between Tonga or whoever they're playing, and how Tavita's character had the heat stroke, and then his son comes and visits him and then recounts the rest of the game with a voiceover. I just thought that was a cool way to show that happening instead of like doing it in real time, and more interesting from a story perspective. It was a tactic that I hadn't necessarily seen before in a movie, so I really appreciated how original that was. But it's kind of juxtaposed with the beginning of the movie where you get Taika Waititi's preacher character with like goofy teeth and trying to use a funny voice and stuff like that, that just, again, didn't land. So it was a weird journey, this movie. It went from, you know, starting out on a pretty downturn. I you know, wasn't going to give up on it because I owed it to Hey Shrub Sock to watch this movie. I told them I would, and I did, so I wasn't going to give up. Much like the players on the pitch in the film, I was going to persevere, and I was going to get through this. And I'm glad that I did, because I do think the second half of the film kind of makes up for the first. I really enjoyed Michael Fassbender and the Jaya character's relationship. It started off a little rocky at first. The kind of the transphobicness of it was a little like, oh boy. But it ended up being very, you know, kind of heartwarming near the end. And I think it was kind of an empowering thing. It turned into an empowering thing at the end. And to find out that was a true aspect of the story is great. And so there was a lot to like about the movie, but unfortunately, I do think it suffered from the first act problems. And I could understand forming your opinion on a movie based on that. It's really hard to change your mind. And that's usually, with so many movies, there's the opposite happening, right? Like, you have the excitement of a movie starting, you're introduced to these characters, usually an action sequence or two, whatever, maybe even settles into the second act. But, by the time you get to that midpoint, maybe even two thirds in, maybe you hit a lull. There's just not, it might slow down a bit, it might lose you a little, and then the ending is weak. Whereas this was the opposite. So yeah, is that a ringing endorsement for a movie that I gave a 5.5 out of 10? Yes, it is. But I'm going to undercut that by saying that one of the biggest faults, I also believe, is just the lack of charisma from some of the cast. Fassbender is great. Will Arnett is great, as I pointed out. And I did like Tevita at the end. I thought he had some good lines. The actor that played Jaya, did well enough, certainly. But there was not enough in the onset to kind of grab your attention. And so that's, I think, where the movie kind of failed a bit, was to not have that, like, really punchy, interesting character to kind of hold on to. You eventually get that with Fassbender. You kind of grow to like him, and then he takes off a bit, but it's a slog to get there. So this may as well lead into the fourth and final segment, which is my rewrite for this movie. We always have to do that here, of course, and it's in line with what I was just describing, in that I think this movie needed a character to kind of follow along with earlier in the movie. If I were rewriting this, I think I would give Jaya a bigger part. I think I would make more of the story about her and make the movie more serious. I think it has some fun, goofy moments. At the end of the day, though, what is winning about it is its heartfelt stuff. And so I think dial back the comedy, dial up the drama, the feeling, that would really punch this up a bit, in my opinion, and give you a little bit more to follow in the beginning, right alongside of Fassbender. It kind of needs, it needs a second storyline. It needs a Charlie Conway to his Gordon Bombay, to, use a Mighty Ducks reference, which I know you all were really excited to hear. That's what I would do with a rewrite of this movie. So there you have it. That's it. Hey, Shrub Sock, that is your review of the movie Next Goal Wins. And that's our first review episode in the history of mankind. If you like it and you want to let us know, get at us on Instagram at Rewrites Podcast. Drop us a line. Drop us a review on the podcast app. It's always great. Once again, I've been Nathan, and thank you guys for listening.
So come on down to Rewrites, and hell, what are you?